This meeting is now being recorded.
Sébastien Bachelet speaking. Welcome to this ICANN Ombuds Office subgroup of the Workstream 2 on ICANN Accountability. We have restarted our work last week discussing the report or the comments made during the comment period, and we will do the same now. We will take the roll call from the Adobe room, and if there are people only on the phone, if they can tell us who is he or she. I guess it's a phone in North America with starting with one, but okay, anyhow, let's start. Thank you for your participation. I didn't make any PowerPoint today. I just think that if we go through the document just sent 20 minutes ago by Bernard, we will be safe enough to conduct the call. Therefore, if we can have the PDF file, and we will go through each of the comments, and we have the same document that last week with two additions. First addition was all the comments received after the deadline, and they were incorporated, and maybe Bernard will tell us which one, but I know that at least board comments came after, then we incorporate them. And the second elements in addition to what we had last week was I start to make some comments on the discussion points or respond to help us to start the discussion. I didn't have done it for all yet, but we can follow the work even if I didn't start to prepare any answer. Is that okay with you? Any question, any comments? Maybe Bernard, you can tell us what was the additional comments we received, if any, apart from the board.
I believe that was the registrar's group was added in since the sheet we looked at last week.
Okay, thank you. Then we have two types of groups who comments were added, and we will go through. Okay. Any other comments or questions? No? Then let's go. I guess that's the first one didn't need any discussion, as it's just to thank us. The oh yes, I didn't make any comments here. The NCSG says that it needs to be set up through consultation with the community. My feeling on that is that we have already multiple points on contact and consultation with the community. I don't see what is specifically here we need to do, and but any specific comments on that? No, Yes, Cheryl, please.
Thanks, Sebastian. Cheryl, for the record, I was busy typing and I thought, I'll just put my hand up and say it. I understand the desire to reiterate often the importance of consultation with the community, but I do think we have this covered. So in terms of response for this particular overall comment, I would be noting in our notes column that we believe this is adequately covered. That allows us to, that we agree, but we believe we have this adequately covered. I just think it's important that we do our very best to show a reaction when it is other than wholesale support. Thanks.
Yes, agree. Thank you for your comments, Cheryl, and at least we will add that in the document for next week. As the captioning is starting, that's great. May I just tell you that my name is just with one T at the end. I don't double all my letters, but just the L. Thank you. Okay, let's go to the next comment. Here we have the question of the independence of the ombuds. I don't know. You all of you can move the bag, or I am the one able to do it. Okay, just to be sure that we read what we need to read. Okay. In these comments, the question of the independence is just linked with the 5-year fixed term, but I think we need to say that it's also in recommendation 9 with the way it must work, and we have also in recommendation 7 explained that the office of the ombuds will not be just a single person. It's never been really very few small period where it was just one person, but it was the question of hiring an adjunct by the ombuds when he start to work, as they were just men for the moment. But it's something, it's already at least 2 person. Even if it's not 2 full-time person, it's 2 person. Therefore, it could be more, depending of what we will finally decide that the office need to do. And the question of being independent, it's not to be able to work after the term of contract. My suggestion is that as they are not participating to policy development, I don't see too much trouble with that. But if you have other idea or other thought on that, just please tell us. Yes, Cheryl, please.
And thank you, Sebastian. Cheryl, again, for the record. I think this is a major issue for this group. And it's not an issue that other groups have not been concerned with. But my personal opinion, this is not one that I have checked with the ALAC on, but my personal opinion is that there are excellent steps forward as a result of this review and report in improving in the independence of the Ombudsman. So I think we need to recognise that, yes, there are concerns about independence of any office or any entity getting direct financial support with regards to independence from an external viewer's point of view. However, the standards and best practices and expectations of an ombuds office are clearly able to be benchmarked to the highest level of demonstrable independence, regardless of source of economic support. And therefore, this increased time of contract as a step towards greater demonstrable independence is one we continue to support. But just as a contractor gets revenue from a primary source, revenue has to be sourced somewhere, so we need to look at the diligence to the standards of behaviour rather than the source of revenue. I'm stumbling there on making that a good sentence, but, I mean, you know, even if you're an independent entity, unless every person in the world is who has a domain name is paying 5 cents towards the support of this third party, unrelated entity, where is the funds coming from? It's going to be coming from ICANN. So the risk of influence, if influence can ever be born, always exists. It's the standards of behaviour that assure that that is not going to be a worry. Anyway, that's my view. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Sebastian speaking. Yeah, and I want to underline also that the office will, if this is adopted, will not be any more directly connected with the board, but with this committee, and that's help to increase also to enhance the independence. It's also one of the reason we have work on that direction with this recommendation. I guess it's number 7. I need to check which number it is, but that's maybe something we can add in our comments. Okay, with this other comments, I guess we cover in the discussion we just have. And now let's go to next one. Okay. That's the first time we have this comment as is coming from the board, and I will read it. We note that the recommendations in this report are largely based on the external evaluator's recommendation provided to CAN organization and the Ombuds subgroup in July 2017. Clarity is needed as to whether the CCWG accountability intends for its recommendation to overtake the work of the external evaluator, or if other aspects of the external evaluator's report still stand. For example, the CCWG accountability's recommendation states that no changes are needed to the bylaws relating to the ombuds. The external examiner, however, recommends that a more strategic focus starts through clarifying the language in the bylaw. Yes, we have this discussion about bylaw changes or no bylaw changes, and the reason is that we wanted to have a quicker and easier implementation, not to wait to change the bylaw. If one day we are able to change the bylaw, also will be great, but it's not the question today. And I would say we overstate, but in the same time, in the explanation of the why of those recommendations, we didn't take all the inputs from the reviewer. Then if someone wants to understand completely and in depth the recommendation, the one we are taking, even without the bylaw changes, but if you want to take the understanding of what is behind all that, it could be good to read the report of the external reviewer. But as a matter of what we are proposing to change in the ICANN Ombuds office, it's our report and not the one of the reviewer that we are proposing today. Any comments? Other wants to speak? Okay. If not, let's go to the next comment. Yeah, and I will read what Cheryl just write. More of the CCWT recommendation can be implemented as app, and any bylaw changes can follow. And that's I agree with that. Another ICANN board comment, overall comment. To the extent that the CCWG on accountability is focused on the speed of implementation and hopes to avoid any bylaw modification or changing to the Ombuds framework, the ultimate focus should be on the proper implementation of recommendation in order to hold ICANN accountable to meetings, say, intent. I suggest that we say we agree. The question is that we are not the implementation in the implementation phase, and taking into account how we will implement it will be something to take into account, but it's not the situation today. Cheryl, please.
Thank you, Sebastian. Cheryl, for the record. Here I think we, in our answer, yes, absolutely we agree, but I can't help but point out that clearly they understand our answer to the previous point without us even answering the previous point. Because, you know, what we're going to be saying about the effectiveness and speed of implementation from what we recommend as opposed to the perhaps slightly more fulsome one out of the report in terms of bylaws is what they're saying. So, yes, we agree, but I just kind of think we probably need to work a sentence there that recognises, as per our previous response, this is indeed our intent. We most assuredly agree on that. But the point you made that this is not implementation phase, we are not an implementation team, I think is also worthwhile making here. So supportive, it's probably a very wordy for what could be covered with agree, but then again they've been very wordy with their dissection and analysis of our recommendations.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yeah, we will take that into account to add to this comment. The second paragraph is from the board comments is, while a majority of the recommendation appear to be reasonable and productive enhancement to strengthen the office of the Ombuds, a few recommendations would benefit from additional clarification noted below, specifically recommendation on the notion of diversity of staff available to the Ombuds office, recommendation 7, the proposal for an advisory panel, recommendation 8, and the term of the Ombuds contract, recommendation 9, raise important concern for consideration. And I guess we will go through and answer all of them. And the last paragraph, it's based on input from the Ombuds. We understand that the current office of the Ombuds already has activity in place that might address some part of the recommendation as issued. In addition, the Ombuds has already started considering how some of the recommendation could be reached. For example, one way to deepen the understanding of the role and work of the Ombuds could be achieved through more regular communication, such as blog posting and other informative communication. Similarly, there are already reporting mechanisms in place through those might be able to be better publicized or refined. Yes. Life is going on, and we can't stop the Ombuds talk. We can't stop the work to talk with the Ombuds, and nobody can stop us to work and to propose some modification and enhancement. And it's important, from my point of view, to raise that what we are doing, it's not just because this Ombuds office or this Ombuds will do it. It's also to be sure that it will be in duty of any future Ombuds office, ICANN Ombuds office. That's why it's also important to take all that into account. Cheryl, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I see, and I don't disagree with your final points in terms of saying that what we are intending in our work here is a clear concretion of these good practices as part of the fabric of the ICANN Ombuds office, regardless of any individuals who are working in it. I think that is worthwhile saying. But I do see this point here as a good opportunity for us to recognise that the Ombuds office has kept a very close and collaborative eye on what we have done, and that we appreciate the fact that they have both taken such a close interest in all of our work, have contributed where we have asked them any clarifying questions, and have and we're quite pleased that they are already working towards implementing some of our clearly well-founded recommendations. So sort of recognise that this current Ombuds office is doing a great job of already trying to get ahead of the curve here, and make sure that they recognise that it's recognised publicly that, however, this is a matter of making it the expectation of all future activity, not just the activity we're working with now in the current situation. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. Other comments, suggestion? Okay. Then let's go. We will take all what a part of Cheryl and I said during this to add in our column of response and comments. Let's go to next comments. Okay, I will do it. No, okay. Thank you. That's another ICANN board comments, and I will read it as it's a new one for us. It's an overall comment. The implications on resources is an important overarching consideration that should be considered for this and all recommendation. As a general observation, ICANN operates within a specific budget based on limited funding. Recommendations that add cost to ICANN operation result in the organization making trade-offs with other items, such as implementation of new policy or innovation of existing program or services. Such policies, without considering the impact on resources, may lead to a situation where the organization is unable to effectively meet community expectation with either the new recommendation or existing obligation. The CCWG accountability should consider this factor and provide guidance in its final report regarding the priority, importance, and extent, this recommendation and all the CCWG recommendations should be implemented and in what time frame. Cheryl, please.
Thank you, Sebastian. I seem to be monopolizing the comments here today. I must have had enough coffee by now. Look, I agree with them. I mean, this statement is, it's a natural consequence of having, you know, a limited budget and a lot to do with it. Whilst I don't disagree with anything they've said, it's not really a work track issue. It's a CCWG accountability issue, as you said. So where I could just say, I agree, we need to recognise, I think, again with the wordiness, that absolutely there are always tensions between desires for implementation and cost of implementation and the budget limitations on when and how they can be implemented. Notice I'm not saying if, but when and how. And that's, again, it's an implementation issue, but it's one that the CCWG as a whole should talk about, recognise, and perhaps make some recommendations in terms of prioritisation in its final report. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I suggest that we send that to the whole CCWG on accountability. I will take off my hat for 2 seconds on reporter just to say very bad thing. Really bad. Who asked us to create a complaints office within the staff? And where the money came from? I just think that sometime it may be also important to see what is happening in the other part of this organization. But I stop here and I go back to my role. If we can go to the next comment and see what we can say about it. Then it's 1:09. I guess it's from INTA, and we read it last week. The question of enforcement is, we discussed it, I guess, last week also. It's the ICANN Ombuds Office, it may help different groups to come to an agreement, or one person against a group, and there is no enforcement. Then I don't see what we can do here, and if we need to add something to my suggested answer. Cheryl, please. It's a duo today, Cheryl. Let's go.
It is. You and I. Well, it's not really a duel. I think we're not parrying at each other, but rather parrying together towards the responses here. With this, shelf of record, with this, yes, I agree with your comments, but in fact, it is not just a matter of our Ombuds Office in ICANN working this way. It is a standard modus operandi of most Ombuds Offices, that it acts under recommendation, not under enforcement. It's Herb may very well be able to provide us with specific terms from some of their Ombuds training and expected standards of quality services, etc. But I'm sure there'll be a sentence somewhere in stuff that, you know, he has to operate under that could serve us well to add into this response. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. And let's follow our reading of the comments received and our suggested answer. Of course, we will come back on that and review all of them, hopefully with a bigger group next week or the week after, before we finalize our comments. Okay, this one we thank you. Let's go to the next one. It's 202. We read it last week, but here it's to try to say that what I say already about what it's inside the external review report and in our and I'm not sure that having a comprehensive understanding of what is ICANN will help with strategic focus, but of course it's something we need to be understood by anyone who wants to join ICANN Ombuds Office. Let's go to next points, comments. That's a new one, as it's an ICANN board, and it's in about the recommendation one. While the concept of having a more strategic focus is sound, there is not a lot of detail in the report as to what that means. The report seems to reject the external evaluator recommendation in developing a more strategic focus through bylaw language. Clarification on what is intended here will be helpful. Regarding recommendation 4, requiring timeline for response, the recommendation seems to propose very detailed deadline by which the board and other member of the committee must respond to requests and reports. It is unclear what issue is being solved here. There may be, for example, certain reports which require more information to fully understand the nature of the dispute and status and resolution. How will this deadline work in practice with the rest of the community? What is the outcome if the deadline is not met? The current Ombuds has also informed the board that the 30-day response time frame currently in place for the ICANN organizations put inputs into reports as work well. Okay, maybe somebody else will have a comment on that. If not, I will read what I suggest. It's that the report of the subgroup and the external review include some details. In the implementation process, more detail, if needed, could be provided. And it's a clin d'œil, as we say in French, or a joke. If 30 days work well, maybe 19 or 120 days will work too. Therefore, I don't see why we are so much impressed with putting some deadline to help the organization to behave on some standards shared by everybody. If they are not following that, so be it. But it's better to say what we expect from this, the different group of the, from the whole organization and to see how it can work. Okay, let's go to next comment. I guess I didn't have made any comment on this green one, as it is agree. Let's go to next one. That was a summary of our discussion last week. Then we asked the Ombuds Office to provide example of the use. Example for the user, shareholder continuation of current and Herb Wayne with the ombudsman, this is not an issue with my office. I have a CMS that deals with this. Okay, any other comments, questions? Let's go to next one.
Sebastian?
Yes, Cheryl, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Just Cheryl, for the record. Just on that, I would just encourage us, if we're printing any response, to not use the shorthand for customer management system, but to use the full terminology. CMS may not be a familiar term to everyone. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl, and fully agree. Let's go to next one. It's fully agree. Let's go to the next one. It's also green, then no need to go through. I didn't provide anything. Those two ones also. There is support of recommendation 4. This one is with a little caveat, but I don't see any divergence with the report. If somebody see it and just provide a suggestion to answer better than my suggestion. And let's go to the next one. That was discussed last time. And once again, we are talking about the framework and the deadline and I don't see anything particular to say here. Okay. We are here, the question is that is it enforceable, and we have already said previously, but in the last call also, that an ombuds office is not, they are not taking decisions who are binding to anybody. It's they try to find a way to work through together with the complainants and the complainer, and we hope that it's acceptable by everybody. Let's go to the next one, except if somebody have a comment. And we discussed it last time, and this suggestion of enforcement will completely change the way of the ICANN ombuds works, and not just the ICANN, as Cheryl explained earlier in this call. It's a behavior of a lot of the ombuds office all around the world, and in different industry or group or government, etc. Therefore, we don't think that we need to find any way to enforce anything. Okay, let's go to the next. Okay, it's a green, then let's leave that if we need to say thank you, but let's go to 6. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Can you state the number?
Yeah, I will try to. I don't know, 602, it's support, and let's go to 603. No, it's 701. It's also agree that I didn't provide any comments, and let's go to the next one. 702, it's also a support. Next one, then we start with 801, then the 8. Try to follow mine also. Okay. Recommendation 7, we discuss it, we suggest that recommendation, it's open to other diversity. What it's important is to explain to the ombuds office that they need to take into account as much as possibility of diversity agenda. It's a primary one we need to work on. And I guess we will discuss that in next comments, and there is one from the board. We will need to read it. And let's go to 802. The question of why we have set up first gender, it's because of the new policy about harassment. But once again, we will go through in the board comments. Let's go to the next one, 803, I guess. Okay. That was some difference or discrepancy between the core of the document and the summary. Therefore, it was, fixed. Next one, 804. This one, I need to read it, as it is a new comments made by the board. Then I read the comment. It's 804. Per the report, the primary objective of this recommendation is to ensure that the community has choices as to whom in the ombuds office the community can bring their complaint and feel more comfortable doing so. The ICANN board agrees that consideration needs to be given on the availability of alternative resources for the ombuds office. While ICANN is not able to make employment decisions based on considerations such as gender, nationality, or many other protected characteristics, there are likely ways to coordinate adjunct resources to making available to the community additional, more diverse point of entry into the ombuds office that can be implemented. As a preliminary note, ICANN has already provided additional inroad into the ombudsman office. For example, female member of the senior leadership of ICANN has served as a first point of contact to raise complaints regarding harassment where the complainant didn't feel comfortable going directly to the ombuds. There are other inroads as well, such as a complaint officer or member of the community executive team that can be an initial point of contact for comfortably expressing complaints that can then be brought to the ombuds. There might also be a need for consideration on how cultural differences impact the ombuds office consideration in any individual matter and whether supplemental resources are necessary to better serve the ICANN community. I guess I will read the other comments, the other part of the comments right now before we open the discussion. The current ombuds has informed the board that it is developing a community liaison network of trusted volunteers for the constituency to act as complaint intake for anybody who is uncomfortable approaching the ombuds directly. We hope this is also serve as a way to address this community concern. Additional information is needed to consider the full scope of the recommendation and any potential budgetary impact. If this recommendation seeks to have ICANN have a bigger staff in the ombuds office as opposed to identifying other way to have supplemental resources available, the resource implementation and feasibility assessment could be far different. This recommendation, even if limited to a need for supplementary resources on an as-needed basis, coupled with a clearer process for intake based on the comfort level of the complainant, still impose a potential budgetary impact. Any comments? Yes, Cheryl, please.
Thank you, Sebastian, Cheryl, for the record. I think this is, again, an opportunity where we can recognise that even without an implementation team looking at the specifics of resource allocation for support of a more diverse system. The current Ombuds Office is already looking at ways to improve this specific issue. You can't disagree with this. It sort of goes back to that earlier comment from the board. Yeah, look, it's the reality of, you know, supply and demand in terms of funds. But I think it's an opportunity to say, yes, clearly this is the case. This is an overarching issue, in fact, for implementation of all our recommendations, but also for us to recognise that, as the board has pointed out, the Ombuds Office is currently looking at ways to at least reach towards this goal, regardless of resource availability. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. Other comments? I will make one or open a question here. I will suggest that we will stop the discussion today here, as we have finished with recommendation 7. Except we can go to 8, 9, 10, and 11 at the next meeting. But here my concern, and maybe it's a wrong concern, but it's how you keep the confidentiality of something if you have either staff, whatever level of staff, or other parts of the community who are involved. The Ombuds, it's clear they have confidentiality obligations, but the other, how you can be sure about that? It's something I guess we need, or it needs to be worked out by the ICANN Ombuds Office during the implementation phase. But I am really struggling with this when we talk about gender balance and other diversity. What it comes first as a comment, it's, do we have the money for that? Yes, we need to have it, from my point of view. Therefore, I agree with Cheryl that it must be an overarching discussion with the CCWG on accountability, but we have to be very careful on what is asked here and how we implement it. Thank you. Cheryl, please.
Thank you, Sebastian. Just to react to your concerns on confidentiality and anybody that other than in a employment contract basis or a contractor basis was brought in to assist by the Ombuds Office. We have already, within an ICANN context, highest order confidentiality requirements by quite now well established non-disclosure and confidentiality agreements that are utilised with every non-com, for example. And so it's certainly not, as far as I'm concerned, much of a stretch for an office such as the Ombuds Office, who is passionately concerned about confidentiality, to utilise standard legal tools to ensure enforceable confidentiality. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Any other comments? If not, and if you agree, I suggest that we stop the call here, and we have reviewed the 7 first recommendations and the comments on those recommendations. And I suggest that we keep for the next call in beginning of February to discuss the recommendation 8, 9, 10, and 11. Bernard, do you have some comments on how we can work between now and the next call. I guess that you will be able to provide us an enhanced document with things we have discussed today, and I will try to add some comments in the recommendation 8 to 11, and therefore we will be able to provide you the document before the next call.
Yes, I think that's the way to go for that.
Okay, thank you. Cheryl is asking if we need 90 minutes. I will discuss with Bernard and consider your suggestion, Cheryl, and we will come back to you as soon as we have figured out how we can handle that, and if we if there's two ways. Either we are able to finish in 90 minutes talking about the last comments and therefore no need for the conversation, or we do the 8 to 11 comments about, sorry, 8 to 11 recommendation and the comments made about that, and we have a next call to wrap up the whole and be sure that we have, if I can say, a second reading, but we'll come back on to you. Thank you for your participation. For the one listening to the recording, it's important that you keep and you send through the list your comments on that discussion. We hope that you will be participating at the next call because we need you. We are not enough participating today, but I hope that it will help to have the work done on time. Thank you very much, and have a good day, good night all, and talk to you in a few days' time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
the call is adjourned.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.